listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
To find out there's nothing all right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment my heart, you'll see. So time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrise, sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.
Hey everybody, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. Hope you've been doing well. Today's episode is going to be about a movie I just saw with my wife. So I know I don't usually talk about this, and I'm not trying to do a movie critique or do a review or anything like Siskel and Ebert or Robert and Ebert. I wanted to share this with you because, well, I haven't actually been to the movies since my son's been born. He's almost 4 years old. He'll be 4 years old in like a couple weeks. So it's been a while since I've actually been in the movies. So that whole experience was pretty neat again. My wife and I went to a really small kind of independent theater that's in Princeton, the Princeton Garden Theater, right on Nassau Street. I had walked by it, I don't even know how many times in my life, and never went in. So it was nice. We did that this past Saturday. And it was a really fun time. And my wife had selected this movie, and kind of picked it out for us, and it was called Echo in the Canyon. Really kind of neat. I'm surprised it's playing at a small theater like that, and that it's not a big, like, Regal or AMC or any of those really humongous theater complexes. And the reason being is there are so many famous and popular musicians that are in there, in the movie. Tom Petty's featured quite a bit, Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys, everybody from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Ringo Starr from the Beatles, and there are several other people as well. Individuals, bandmates from the Mamas and the Papas, the band The Byrds, Bob Dylan's son, Regina Spektor, Beck. Who else is in this movie? Fiona Apple. The list can kind of go on and on and on. And, you know, just putting all those names together, those are big, massive artists. And
it's just interesting to me how it's not at a humongous movie theater. Maybe it will be at some point. It was really neat. The whole kind of premise of the movie was to kind of document and showcase all the bands and the artists and songwriters that were coming up in California by Laurel Canyon. That is the name of the town that's in California, not too far away from Hollywood. And it sits in a really kind of nice, neat spot in a canyon. And it's just beautiful. And from all the artists and songwriters that were kind of talking about what was coming up in that part of, you know, the time that it was coming up in was the early 60s. And by, you know, majority of the movie kind of documents between 1965 and 1967 and all the albums that were being released and all the bands influencing each other. It was really, really interesting. I love this kind of stuff. It's like kind of like a music documentary, almost like people being interviewed and then showing clips from way back when and then clips from nowadays. And part of the movie had to do with a bunch of these musicians coming together and kind of revamping and re-recording songs that were written from 1965 to 1967, kind of putting out an album as well as doing a live concert. So there was some live concert footage based upon these songs and artists and bands that were coming up in that part of the 60s. Really neat to hear some of these people talk very candidly. I mean, David Crosby was pretty blunt with certain things. And oh yeah, Jackson Browne was in there as well, another big name. And he was pretty blunt about what he talked about. And it was just neat hearing some stories and kind of songs and how bands were influencing each other. It's just amazing to me. You know, Brian Wilson and was talking very much about how the Beatles influenced the Beach Boys, and then how the Beach Boys ended up influencing the Beatles, because when the Beach Boys wrote Pet Sounds, mainly Brian Wilson, that album and recorded it, and when it got released, that influenced the Beatles, and the Beatles then came out with Sgt. Pepper album, which was huge. The fact that these two artists on completely different parts of the world, you know, the Beach Boys were in California and the Beatles were in England, influencing each other, to the extent of putting out some of their best bodies of work. So really cool to me. I don't know if this interests you, but it really interests me. And I've seen a lot of documentaries on Netflix over the past 2 years. A lot of them feature the Beatles. I've seen one on the Rolling Stones. I've seen one on various other artists that, you know, they'll have like a little documentary done on something on U2, I believe I saw as well. And then just kind of random one-off documentaries of artists that I wouldn't even consider to be that huge as far as being popular in the United States go, at least currently. But really neat stuff nonetheless to kind of get the behind-the-scenes footage. So that's what I kind of wanted to bring up here, is not just, you know, what was going on with this movie, Echo in the Canyon, about the artists and composers and songwriters and bands that were coming up between 1965 and 1967 in Laurel Canyon, California, but to kind of encourage you to kind of dig deeper into things that you really care about. Because even though you might know at surface level, you might kind of know the ins and outs of what kind of gets put out there as far as like things being published and content that's out there. What are the kind of the big hits, so to speak, or the really popular topics and points of interest? There might be more behind it if you do some digging and try to get into what maybe your favorite author or your favorite songwriter or band has come out with in the past, not just currently. And sometimes you'll find that there's a really neat story or several stories behind early albums and early songs, and even how the band got started and maybe how they fell apart for a couple of years and then came back. And, you know, this song is about this thing going on at that time, specifically about something going on in the world, or maybe it's about a bandmate or a friend. It's really neat. I always enjoy the kind of the back story behind songs, and not just about, okay, yes, this song sounds cool, but where did it originate from? Songs just don't pop out of nowhere. Bands just don't kind of materialize out of thin air. They have to meet, get together, get to know one another, you know, create a chemistry, then create great music and magic together through that music. So just wanted to encourage you to kind of dig deeper behind certain things that you might think you know, and you very well may know them, but to really dig deeper into the behind-the-scenes footage, the backstory of things. Might give you a deeper appreciation of, you know, whoever or whatever that you're really interested in. That's it for today, guys. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good.
Just too weak to go on. I'll be the one.
through strong. I lift you up when you were on the ground. We stand up to what puts you down. About to let you in. So come in anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain. Push it right down the drain. Free your heart up with some of my life. Your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain. Flush it right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of mine. So call me anytime you want. Listen to your favorite song. Forget about the world for a minute or two. Take all your empty pain. Put you right down the drain. Fill your heart up with some of my life dreams. Sets my friends.